fart.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know the customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer. Very nice to have you along with us today. Here to remind you that small business is big business. Your business is our business. And Ernest Hemingway says it's none of their business that you have to learn to write. Let them think you were born that way.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Right? You know, I think so often, you know, what we've all taken the time to learn and excel at, and you look at what other people do and you think, well, even though I've had to learn everything I've had to learn,
right,
they obviously were born at that. Right? They were born with
sure.
it. They could do that from, even though I, you know, I've had to work at it all, we always think that somebody else was just kind of came out of the womb with that, you know, brilliance and expertise. And, you know, and there's an element that we have, you know, certain gifts and talents.
Sure.
But I don't know, even if I was born to be a great basketball player, I imagine I'd still have to dribble.
Yeah, absolutely.
And shoot hoops
yes.
and stuff, right?
All of that,
all
yes.
of that.
CJ Shera says, it's perfectly okay to write garbage as long as you edit brilliantly.
It's okay to write garbage as long as you edit brilliantly.
That's what CJ Shera says.
Okay, so and I went this weekend. I went and took my very first class at the Apple Store.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And
it was a street photography class.
Street photography.
Yeah, isn't that
two
everybody
things
takes?
That you excel at?
And that first for your first Apple class, you're going to take a street photography class.
Hey, Angel is not. I don't see you in the streets. I don't use that word. You're not a street kid, right? And photography.
I know. He says, so Angel, what do you use your phone to take pictures of now? And I said, stuff I see. I'm not really like a photographer. And I did actually. Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
I told him I wish that it did something different. And he says, I'll teach you how.
Uh-huh.
And we forgot to do the teach you how part at the end. So I use my camera.
Yes.
To take photo. I open up the camera app.
Right.
To take photos of things that are not pictures. And by that, what I mean is I might take a screenshot of my boarding pass.
Yeah.
Shopping list, a piece of something I want to remember.
Right.
It's not really a photo. Right,
no.
Not really a picture, not something you'd put in an album or post on social media.
Or you could put it in an album, Angel's Receipts.
Know. No, right?
Call it Angel's Receipts.
Like I have a picture of the wall of fruit snacks
yes.
at the grocery store.
Right.
Because I had to send it to my daughter to say, okay, they don't have the brand you wanted.
Which one do you
Which
want?
Which one of these do you want?
That makes sense.
And,
I do that too.
And so I use, it's not really a picture, so I don't really want it in my photos. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you know how to do that different?
Do I know how to do what different?
Not have it show up in my photos.
No, they all show up in your photos.
I don't want it to.
Okay.
Okay, so anyway, so I took...
Get used to that.
I took this class. What did you just say? Something about it, you can write bad as long as you've got great editing?
CJ Shera
says
you...
Kind of pictures, taking pictures is the same thing. You can take a bad picture because you can always edit it to have it be what you want it to be later.
Sort of. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things you can change.
There's got to be some good bone structure.
I imagine there has to be good bone structure in writing,
absolutely,
too, right? Yeah, in all of it.
Sidney Sheldon says, a blank piece of paper is God's way of telling us how hard it is to be God. That's pretty profound. Think about that.
If you say so. If you say so. Well, let's put together, let's talk a little bit about words in writing and copying. Our message, I guess that's all code for your marketing message, right?
Okay.
When we think about copywriting, we think about books, we think about putting our thoughts and our ideas down on paper.
Right.
We want to make sure that what we say and what people hear are not always the same thing, right?
Almost rarely.
Almost. if it actually fits, then that's really profound. And so when we put together our marketing message and we're thinking about what we do and who we serve and how we provide that service.
Right.
So often what we say and what people hear, Even if they are the same thing, what we say and what people want to hear are not always the same thing.
Sure.
Right? So we can start talking about me and what we do and how we do it. But if the consumer and the end user, if it's not relating to them, it doesn't speak to them, it doesn't hit a pain point, it doesn't turn their heads, it doesn't stop them in their tracks, it doesn't get their attention, it's all for naught.
Right.
Right? And so, you know, so often, and especially even in media, or even, I mean, you've been to a networking event or a coffee meeting where they take 45 minutes to describe and explain to you what it is that they do.
Sure.
Do you ever think to yourself, okay, could you just get to the point?
Many times, and I'm sure that people think the same thing with me.
With you?
Especially with me.
Especially with you?
Yeah, yeah. Ask me what time it is, and just like my dad, I'll tell you how to build a clock.
Well, so there's an element of being verbose, but there's also even an element of it doesn't even resonate.
Yeah, they're obtuse. It doesn't connect because they're not hitting the right chords.
Yeah, so often we want to be, we're so generic in general about our messaging that it doesn't hit a chord. And so we've got to like niche it down and be more specific and really get to the heart of who we're talking to.
Right. Right. I was driving for somebody earlier in the weekend, over the weekend. And somebody asked me, you know, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I do this and I do this. And I said, you know what? The short answer sounds arrogant. It's not intended to, but I create influencers. And that hit a chord.
Okay.
Like, really? How do you do that?
Hmm.
Well, I've got layers. I've got media. And he goes, is it just social media? And I said, oh, good Lord, no.
Do you have a little convulsion?
No, kind of. And I said, no, that's what most other people do. It's just social media and say, I'm going to make you famous by putting out a couple of posts, a couple of memes, and it's done. I said, no. I find out who the person who wants to be an influencer, who do they esteem as an influencer? And then I make an introduction.
Mm.
And he's like, wow, how do you do that? And I said, well, we've got this platform. There's this radio platform. We've interviewed tens of thousands of people over the years. And we get to talk to influencers because that's who comes on the big boy radio, right? And then I just say, would you like to meet my friend here and put their hand in the hand of the person that they're looking for? And then we add print media. And then we add social stuff, and then we add in-person meetings, and before you know it, you've got a robust relationship that turns into influence, which turns into sales, because sales are not the goal. They are the unavoidable byproduct of putting the right message to the right person.
You ever see that TV show where he plays a game in his taxi cab?
Right? Cash Cab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then do you ever see that one guy where they like sing songs and they do like karaoke in the car?
Yeah.
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 I'm thinking you need a camera.
I should.
In your car.
I should. There's some money there.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you talk about all these great conversations and different things that you do. And I think, I mean, this is like right here, raw in the moment.
Yeah.
That somehow, like, busy cab, right?
Business
like,
cab.
Yeah.
Cab business.
Something. Yeah. Something. If you in the car with them, because you're actually having some really incredible conversations, Eric, about business and business development.
Yeah.
While you're driving.
I really am. And it's very exciting to do that. Get your business lift, something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah. Oh.
But it's funny that you should mention that, because on many occasions I've had people look around after a point was made going, all right, is this cash cab?
Right. Because I know you've done magic tricks for them.
I have.
Right. You've had some incredible things. So, yeah, I think that's a good idea.
All right. Listen, folks, when putting your message together and you have a message, we're going to assume that you have a message. But in many cases, it's either not getting into the right hands or it's not getting enough play. You're not getting enough visibility. Not enough eyes are on it in order to do this. The first thing you need to do is make sure that it's the right message. If it's falling flat, if you're not getting the reactions that I'm getting, where's the cash cap, that kind of a thing, then maybe your message is still a little obscure.
I told you I took this little street photography class at the Apple Store. It was at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Yep.
The Apple Store actually opens at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning.
Right.
So if you get there a few minutes early, do you know what you will find?
A line out the door.
The door.
Yeah.
They are not selling concert tickets.
Nope.
They're not giving away free muffins,
nope.
right? He says that it is every day when they open, there is a line out the door just for them to open.
Yeah.
How about that for incredible messaging and you know, having the right message to the right audience and totally delivering?
Solid all the way around. Listen, we're going to keep this video rolling for those who are watching by way of Facebook Live. And when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation about lessons learned from a copywriter, and not just any copywriter, the best
America's
in the world.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed.
bed.
So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right, reminding you that you are the focus of attention when it comes to your messaging, and you got to get it right the first time because you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Well, when we think about our messaging out to our clientele, you know, a lot of times people call it your unique selling proposition. Like, what right. makes you unique out of everybody else? And so if you've ever gone to a class where you've got to do a 30-second speech, or where you're starting to talk about, you know, posting and marketing, they all want to know what's unique, why you, what makes you different. Well, according to a copy blogger, Words That Work interviewed a copyright expert, Dan Kennedy.
He's the Duke of direct response.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
When you set out to attract a new prospective customer to your business for the first time, there is one question that you must absolutely be able to answer. And mm-hmm. here is that question. And this is the question that the consumer, the prospect would be asking.
Right.
Why should I choose your business, your product, your service versus any or every other option available to me?
This is, according to Kennedy, justifying your reason to exist.
And when he says every other option available to me, I mean, that option might even be I'm going to do nothing.
Right.
Right. Or I'm going to use my broke brother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
Or I'm going to do it myself. So it's not even always against your competition. You know, why should I choose you instead of your competition? I mean, sometimes we're even trying to even decide, do I even need that service at all?
Right, right. And you probably do. You wouldn't be having the conversation unless you thought somewhere, somehow down the line, that there was a reason for that kind of a need or a service. But Kennedy says this is where you actually need to crow about your business. This is where we break the rules about bragging about yourself. And you say, Mama, I know what you said, but here's what it is. I'm the best. I'm the most different. This is how we do it. And this is why you should buy me.
This is a thing that I think for many of us where humility comes to play.
It does.
I remember one time Eric and I interviewing a gentleman who was an expert at QuickBooks training here on the radio show.
Right.
And I mean, he'd educated in it. He was experienced in it. Like, this is
certified every year.
This is the guy. So yeah. We introduced him as the expert. And he's like, well, you know, I'm not really the expert. And, you know, I mean, I think this is, again, humility comes out to play because mama told us not to brag about ourselves. Right. And yet, if we're going to create this marketing position and have this message that somebody's going to part with their time and their money, their resources, send their staff to us, whatever it is, I don't want to part with my money, time, resources, and my staff for somebody who's just kind of,
Right? Now you want the best.
You want the best.
You want the top 5%.
Or, you know, somebody who's really good or at least really passionate about what it is that they do and will tell me. So if you've taken the classes, you've gotten the education, you've gotten the certification, you've got a track record, you've got innovation that's second to none or technology that's nobody else is using yet in your industry because everybody else is still living in the 50s. If you've got all that, you've got to let your customers know.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The next thing is once you get your message and the specific unique selling proposition down, you guys, back me up on this. You will appreciate this. There is a right way and a wrong way to deliver any message. Billy Currington is a country singer, and he's got a song right now. It says, "Do I Make You Wanna?" And the answer could be yes or no based on the way that you present your unique selling proposition. So here it is. And you think, well, gosh, that's kind of a goofy little tie-in segue to a romantic relationship versus a business relationship.
Eric always finds a way to tie the romantic relation to the business relationship.
It's the same thing, friends. It's a relationship. And relationships, it's not rocket science, folks.
People science, right? And so, again, if we've got this really cool message of how we serve and what we do and why you would be compelled to do this over every other option that you have, he says it's also in our delivery. And he says that our customers will take some mental steps.
Yes.
And just in there, not out loud, not physically, just some mental steps between that first contact of why should I choose you?
Yep.
And then completing the sale.
And these mental steps, not written by Eric, but written by Dan Kennedy. Tell me if you don't see relationship built right into these words.
All right, we're going to put it through the relationship test. Okay, so there are five of them.
Number one.
Awareness of a need or desire.
Hello.
Am I even aware that I need or want that?
Right.
Sometimes we're completely oblivious.
A need or desire, just pointing that out.
Okay. Picking the thing that will satisfy that desire.
Uh-huh. Thing or person.
Picking the source for that thing.
That would be the person part.
Accepting the price or the value argument.
Right.
And finding reasons to act immediately.
Come on now.
So awareness that I either need it or I want it. So I've kind of have this thought already. And this is the thing that I want, right? Maybe it's a car, right? Maybe you need a new car. Your car's making some funky noises or it's in the shop all the time and you're starting to think maybe I need a car. And so now I'm going to actually pick the car that I want.
Right.
You know, now I've got to pick the dealer or the source. Do I want to go with a broker? Do I want to go with a dealer? Do I want to go on Craigslist? You know, where do I want to get that thing? Once I go there, now, is that the right price? Is that the value? Is that what I was looking to spend?
Yep.
Does this kind of fit where I'm at? And then finding reasons to act immediately. Maybe they've got a special. Maybe they got a bonus. Maybe this is the last one.
Sense of urgency.
All of that. And so, okay, so now we think about our product, right? You know, where we do marketing. We help you create influencers.
Right.
And so the first thing is, you know, the awareness of that you want more people to have heard of you. You want to establish yourself as the expert in your industry.
Absolutely.
So that's, you know, now you're finally aware that I'm not just in here doing one-on-one sales calls, but I actually want to elevate my brand to be this known influencer.
Now you got to pick the thing that's going to satisfy that need, right? So is it social media? Is it a more robust package? You know, what's going to take you there.
Right? Because it might just be a blog. It might just be an author, you know, you becoming an author.
Absolutely.
Right? Or you decide, you know what, I want the full package and I want to be on radio. I want to be a nationally syndicated radio expert. Yep. I want somebody to help me get my book published and have it become a bestseller. And I want that expert and credibility title that only traditional media in combination with social media can provide. So picking the source for that thing. Experience Pros.
Yeah, right? Let's stop right there because we're going to have to go to a commercial break. We're going to pick up when we come back. For those of you who are watching by way of our Facebook Live, we'll keep the video running. But here it is right now, folks. If you want to know how to get involved with Experience Pros to accomplish everything we just talked about, just go to youontheradio.com. Youontheradio.com. And Angel and I will be back right after these messages.
The Experience Pros.
To promote my new flower shop, I had one place print my business cards, another print my brochures, and a third, my signs. Now my roses aren't red, my violets aren't blue, my geraniums look dead, and I don't know what to do.
Staples can help your business stand out with signs, banners, and brochures that are a true reflection of your company. And now with Staples, spend $50 or more on print and marketing services and get $5 off your next in-store purchase.
Now my business is blossoming and I'm spending less green.
Exclusions apply. In-store only. Ends 3/24/18.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple to understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, F-A-N-B-R-A-G. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussie, Eric Raymer, on a journey with you, talking about how to establish award-winning copywriting that's going to lead your prospect from through a journey of five mental steps from first contact to completing the sale.
Right, and so we talked about the very first thing that your messaging has to be all about is, why should I choose your business over every other option available to me?
Right.
And the range of every other option available to me could be from doing nothing to doing it myself to hiring your competition. And
right.
So that's the basis of where you're coming from in your messaging. And then recognizing that before I decide to do business with you, five mental steps have to happen. Now, we often want to rush through this and we want people to make a decision. We want them to make a decision now.
Right.
But, you know, did I even need this before I started talking to you? And, you know, have I picked your product? Have I picked you? Have right. I agreed to your terms? And, you know, is there a reason for me to act immediately?
You know, when you say, we often want people to make that decision now, that sentence right there just tells us who we're solving for. We're
me.
Solving for me.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
And as long as you're solving for me, your prospect will subconsciously pick that up and there will be a mental barrier to getting the deal done because you're talking about what you want, what you need, instead of what your prospect wants or needs.
And so we started talking about the example with a car. Eric used it with dating. We talked about with experience pros. But let's say, and then this example is here, is a 7-day vacation cruise package.
Yep.
Pictures of an island paradise might spark initial desire, while
sure.
shots of a cruise ship point a finer point on the new desire. Information about what makes your cruises different lets them know you're the right source to satisfy their craving. Copy that paints a picture of all the fun to be had, as well as the tremendous value of the package, backed by proof. Testimonials and pictures work great for that. Will serve to convince your prospect that their money will be well spent.
Right.
And then finally, a limited time special offer that gets them to the deal today. So there's five steps in there.
Right.
Now, we usually only do one or two.
True.
Of, you know, I'm the right deal, I'm the right price, and maybe some testimonials. But in order to take it all the way through fruition, right, the awareness that I've got what it is you're looking for, that I'm the expert source for that, that I've got the best value in town for that, even and not best price, but best value in town. And here's why you should act immediately. They said, you know, special, a limited time offer, maybe a coupon, a gift with purchase, a room upgrade.
Right.
All of these little bonuses. And it's the bonuses or the deals that get me to decide and create that sense of urgency, whereas I may have decided to put it off any other way. I was chatting with my parents the other day. They are in town.
Oh,
happy birthday, by the way. Did you get the card?
I did. Okay. Thank you very much,
very
Mom
good.
And Dad.
Very good. And, you know, we're talking about something, and I remember asking him, okay, well, which credit card do you want to use?
Right.
It felt really weird to ask that of my dad. And, of course, he's like, Angel, every time I hear him here, I feel like I'm pulling out my credit card for something.
Okay.
All right, Daddy. Thank you.
Maybe there's a combination of the five things that all fell into place, and it's time to make a purchase.
But it was this other thing that was happening, so let's jump on this deal because it's happening today. So right there, and right with those two pieces, right? You know, why should I choose you, your unique message that we're answering this question, and being able to answer those five mental questions that somebody is going to have, if we stopped right there, game changer for most of you and how you talk about your business. But we're not through yet.
We are not through yet. Kennedy wants us to know that it's okay to trim the tribe. He says, who you don't serve is every bit as important as who you do. Let's give you an example. Let's say you're planning to open a steakhouse. What do you think is most important to have a spectacular opening day? Elegant decor?
Oh, yeah.
Well-trained staff?
Sure.
Ample parking?
Yes, please.
A robust menu?
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable prices?
Good idea.
How about delicious food?
You think?
The answer is none of the above.
What?
Hello?
No.
The best thing you could possibly have when cutting the ribbon at your new steakhouse is a starving, steak-hungry crowd with a growl in their collective belly, which means you don't want to send your marketing message to vegetarians or people who are counting calories.
Yeah, it's interesting, Eric. Every time you and I, when we would teach event marketing, people to use ribbon cuttings and grand openings and events, we would tell them not to get so hung up on the event planning.
Right.
Fill the room.
With the right people.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how often somebody come to me and, Angel, I don't have great, you know, great attendance. You know, nobody's RSVP'd. Well, let's do all these things. Well, but I got to go rent chairs. I got to go buy a dress. I got to get the balloons. I got to go to the printer. No, you need people in the room. And it is and I think we often lose track of what is the point of why we're doing all the things that we're doing. We think
it's about sales. It's transaction.
Right. And, you know, here it is, you know, delicious food. Yes. Nice. Reasonable prices.
All
nice
of
menu.
Those important.
Yes. But if you don't have a starving steak hungry crowd with a growl in their collective belly, then all you've got is ample parking and a beautiful menu and a trained staff, but nobody filling it.
Let's translate that to what we talk about every day here on the Experience Pros Radio Show. You can have the best product, the best service, the best staff, the best widgets, the best woohoos. It doesn't matter if no one has ever heard of you or if the wrong people are hearing from you. If you're marketing your stuff to a room full of broke people, you will go broke too.
I had a chat with somebody recently who was helping people in job transitions, but marketing to people who don't have a job, not a great idea, because if they don't have a job, what else don't they have?
Money
to pay.
There's no money.
Right? She's like, great volunteer position, right? Doing a lot of volunteering. And so this is, again, where this right audience comes to play. We talk a lot about filtering. You always want your target audience, right? You're attracting the right people. But what's the opposite of attracting the right people? It's really keeping out, repelling those that don't fit.
Filtering.
And so more than attracting everybody, we really have to get into this space of who's not the right client for me.
This goes back to Experience Pros 101, mm-hmm. right? Filtering out the wrong prospects mm-hmm. leaves you with a pool of the right ones. That's what it's all about, folks, is knowing who is right, who is wrong, and not just saying, I'll take anybody who can fog a mirror. And you know, this gets into, and you can search our archives for niche marketing. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things that you can go find that address this very thing. Kennedy says, tighter your focus, the easier it will be to grow an enthusiastic base of readers and then customers. Remember, and we're talking about blogs or copywriting here, but the same thing applies across the boards. The next thing that you have to do You have to be able to prove your case. And I think this is an important piece. Your marketing message needs to be able to survive a lot of cold, hard skepticism. I'm reminded of the time that you came home from one of your national speaking endeavors and said, a guy stood up, came up, and said, you don't know me, you don't know anything about me or my business, turned around and walked away.
I remember that.
Right?
Right? I was shocked.
Yeah.
Like, wow, that's somebody that didn't want to have a conversation.
He didn't want to have a conversation, but you know, you got to have an answer for that. You got to have you got to be able to say, take all the hard questions and answer them with confidence, without flinching, without your eyes shifting to the right or the left or up to the right, whatever that is that tells people that you have no clue, that you've just got a PhD in BS. You got to get it down specifically and know how to prove your case.
And so there's a couple ways that you can do that. I mean, and one, of course, is to be able to address objections.
Yep.
So when we used to teach Experience Pros University, we did a whole lesson on why would somebody say no? Why would somebody object to buying from you? Because we spend so much time, you know, why would they say why? This is all the good stuff that we have to offer.
Right.
But if we stay only focused on that, then when somebody says no, we don't know how to counterbalance it.
Derails.
So knowing what it is, you know, is it time? Is it that, you know, it's a brand new product? We've got to educate them. We've got to win them away from our competition. What is it? Why would they say no? You can counter that with social proof. Are you everywhere? If I was to do a little quick Google search of you, or I was look you up on social media, are you visible? And when you're visible, do you have engagement from an audience?
A real audience, not just the voices in your head. We'll be back right after these messages, folks. We're going to continue our conversation about copywriting that works.
You're listening to The Experience.
Hi, this is Angel. And just by listening to The Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now, 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Many manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. And Angel and I are here helping you, more and more empowering you to build your brand here on the radio. We're talking about copywriting that works. And we've come through a whole bunch of different things. If you haven't seen the archives of this program, just go to our Facebook page and click on the video that is live right now, and we will show it to you there. You know, we talked about addressing objections and social proof being the key, all about proving your case. The next thing is probably super, super important, and that is get testimonials. You know, there's your social proof. People want to know that other people, like real people, not your mom, not your dog, not your grandma, or your aunt,
hey,
or your ugly cousin.
Start somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Leave your ugly cousin out of it.
You know, people used to ask me something about, you know, who was listening on the radio. And I'm like, well, my mom listens.
Right.
And that's, you know, or
that's
actually
good enough for us.
Right. They would ask, you know, how do you handle, you know, the audience that is listening? I said, I only imagine that I'm talking to my mom. And so that, you know, I knew she was listening and I just pretend it's just her, but we have to start somewhere.
Yeah,
and that's
do.
Where you start, is your biggest fans.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not trying to diminish the value, of your friends and family as social proof. Period.
Hmm. I heard a whole big old B-U-T-T-T-T.
Well, since you mentioned it's time to grow up and grow your audience. Make sure that if you've got people who have actually paid you for the services that you wish to be paid for by others, that you get, you know, their buy-in, their testimonial. And it comes in a number of different ways. You can get it on third-party referral sites.
Love those.
Absolutely. You can get them on captured videos while you're in the moment. Somebody says, you're the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, love that, too.
Grab your phone and say, hey, can I get you to say that again? And those kinds of things will actually elevate your program significantly. And it doesn't take an overwhelming tide. But if you have an overwhelming tide.
And maybe if you do get those social proof testimonial videos on your phone.
Right.
Maybe you should share them. I've got a bunch on my phone. I just realized I never post them.
Now, this is funny because you have now become the cobbler and his shoes because you're the one who tells your husband and me on a regular occasion, if you're going to take that picture.
You better share it.
Uh-huh.
But I get distracted.
I understand.
I forget. Look, I've got a bunch of testimonials that I need to post, and I keep forgetting to post.
You're a busy woman.
Okay, how about this? Mm-hmm. And Eric, you talked about this in videos, but even pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Pictures tell a story.
Yes.
Before and after pictures, love them. How often, though, do we get to the after and go, shoot, I forgot to take the before.
Right.
You know, shots of your product in use, bright smiles on faces of satisfied customers, behind-the-scene prep that's going on. Seeing is believing. And if you can prove your point with pictures, it goes a long ways towards silencing those skeptics.
Our dear friend and client, Tara Rex, you know her as Tara Dara Made It. Super creative, artsy kind of gal who always hangs out at the Golden Globes and now has upped her game. And now she's at the Oscars over the weekend.
Yeah.
Took a picture of her sitting next to Paul Sorvino from Goodfellas, you know, Polly. And as you sit there and talk about pictures meaning social proof, there's this kind of a picture with them literally side by side and somebody's taking a picture. Or there's the 20-foot selfie. You know what that is?
No.
That's the one where you're standing 20 foot away from the celebrity and you take a selfie with them in the background and say, me and Polly, we're here together.
Oh, I saw that in a movie once.
Oh, no, you did.
I saw that in a movie once. It was so funny.
It happens all the time.
Oh.
That's not the appropriate social proof that you're looking for. Congratulations to Tara Rex. Super excited for her.
All right. So, you know, you've got to be able to handle objections.
Yes.
Because people are skeptical. People are tired of being sold something that they feel doesn't work. Or, you know, how often have we bought something that, you know, didn't live up to what it was, or I didn't really need it, or whatever. But when you can prove your case, right, that you are the bomb diggity, that you really do have the goods, right? We're being authentic, we're being honest, and we're just kind of highlighting our best side, right? And so those testimonials, those pictures, social proof, all of that is key. So then, just like we said, we've all got them in our phones.
Yes.
We've got to put our best foot forward.
Yeah, you really do.
We have to create an amazing first impression. One of the things when we talk about being an all-star here on the Experience Pros Radio Show, it is helping you put your best foot forward because you are the specialist. You are the expert in your industry.
Yep.
You are that thought leader. You are that influencer. You're not just somebody who sells an item, but for example, Robert Johnson, he's a counselor in addiction therapy, but he is now the thought leader in his industry,
correct,
this influencer, and he's changing the face of how counselors open up businesses and how they collaborate nationwide.
Five new offices in the last month,
right?
He's opened.
Robert Greig.
He told me number six is coming.
Number six is coming with Nylands Collision Center, right? And think, okay, well, he's auto body. And so this is where you have to get outside of yourself.
That's right.
And think, well, will that work for my business? Has anybody ever, you know, do I do this? Can, you know, mine is different. No, it isn't, right? Do you need to meet people? Do people need to hear about you? Do you need to present to them and make sales? Your business isn't different.
Absolutely.
And so Robert Greig, who's in the auto body collision, but he is a thought leader, an influencer when it comes to how insurance companies handle insurance claims with their clients.
Right.
It's shifting the space where it's not just about me selling, but I'm actually making a bigger difference in the community.
You're raising the bar in your industry, and it does make a difference in the community. And when you're putting that first, best foot forward, you got to remember your first impression is everything. It's a total package. It's the way you dress. It's the way that you present yourself in person. It's the way that your business card looks. Does it match your website? It's the way your website looks. Is it as professional as you say that you are? I know somebody who says, I can make you look the best that you could possibly look online. And then you look at that person and there is a massive disconnect between what you say you can make me look like and what you look like. You got to put that best foot forward. We're going to be back right after these messages at the top of the hour news. For those of you who are watching by way of our Facebook Live, I'm going to start a new video for you, and you can check this out when we come back. We're just getting wrapped up and warmed up when it comes to how to...
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.